One of the seldom used books, like most of the minor prophets that we have in there. And over the last several months, the men's Bible study, we have different things that go on. And we have what we call potluck. And the potluck is where each one picks an area, and that's the area they'll teach on for that study until it's gone. And my selection for the last few months, and we'll continue, has been the minor prophets. The minor prophets. The seldom spoke of people such as Jonah. Jonah, you hear a lot about him, and that's about the only minor prophet that you hear about. We discussed quite a few of them so far, and we're down to Micah. And pretty soon we're going to get into the book of Habakkuk. I kind of like the minor prophets because they're kind of minor in what you know about them. You know very little about them. But they have some profound statements to be made in everything that they do. I want you to go to Habakkuk chapter 3, which is the last chapter in there. Only three little chapters. Excuse me, my Bible is about to fall apart. Amen. This is the third one of these I've worn out. But that's okay. Habakkuk chapter 3. Beginning on verse 17. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines. The labor of the olives shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. I'm not sure, but that sounds more like the book of Lamentations to me. That sounds like something you would have heard on Hee Haw. Gloom, despair, agony for all. It means everything's going wrong. Amen? And then he picks up in verse 18 and says, Yet, even though every single thing is going wrong, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord is my strength. And He will make my feet like hinds' feet, and He will make me to walk upon mine high places. Praise God! What is that saying to us? As people standing in the 21st century, we are in the 21st, aren't we? Some of us are still in the 20th, but I've been assured that it's the 21st. What does that mean to us today? Even though everything around us seems to be falling apart, even though every single thing that we put our hands to seems not to work, even though the dog runs away, even though your better half isn't real pleasing at the time, regardless what is being thrown at you, God's right there with you. Amen? God's right there with you. You see, Satan doesn't want you to know that God is everywhere. Satan does not want you to know that your strength doesn't reside within you. Your strength resides in our Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ. You're my strength. You're my strong tower. And if I may add in there, you're my everything. You know, that's what it's all about. What is God to you today? What is God to you? What do you allow God to be in your life? I can't answer that for any single person in here except myself. I know what God means to me. And I know what it means not to have God in your life. I know what it means not to have God anywhere near you. I know what it means to turn your back on God. I know what it means to be out lost inside the world. Amen? I know what it means. I haven't forgotten, and I praise God, and I hope that I never forget what life was like before Christ came into me. Before I accept as God. Before I became what God wanted me to be. I hope I never, ever, ever forget that. Some of us have forgotten. Some of us have forgotten what God has done for us. Some of us have forgotten how we used to walk, how we used to talk, how nothing was ever good in our lives. We have forgotten that. But I'm here to tell you today, we need to remember the old days. Not to rejoice in the old days, but to rejoice in what God has pulled us from. Amen? There was a time in my life, a time in most of your lives, where not one thing looked good. We had the unique ability to find fault in everything. Amen? We could not see good in anything there was out there. Somebody give you $100 and all you could say is, oh, is that all there is? I remember one time with my daughter, Brittany. Everybody knows Brittany, amen? Yeah. Now, she was about yay tall in the second or third grade, something like that. And she said, Dad, I'm going into the store. Can I have some money? Oh, sure, you can have some money. I reach in my wallet, and like dads do, I pull out a dollar and I hand her a dollar. I gave her a dollar. She looked at it. She said, that's a Washington. What am I going to do with that? She wasn't happy with the dollar. Well, you see, that's how we are before we accept God in our life. We're not quite happy with what He provides us. Amen? And we can find fault in that dollar. Why isn't that dollar a little bit bigger? Why don't we have a little bit more of everything? The simple fact is we need to be content in whatsoever state. Well, Scripture tells us that. And whatsoever state we're in, therefore be content. That is one qualification upon that. And the qualification I want to throw with that is if you're walking and talking with the Lord. Amen? If you're walking with the Lord, talking with the Lord, be content what He has, what He gives you. Be thankful for what He gives you. Have you ever given anyone something? Has anyone ever given anyone something? I mean, here's, let's see some heads. Yeah, we've all given someone something. Most people, when you give them something, what do they say? What do? Most people?
They say thank you.
They say thank you. Thanks. I appreciate that. But then you have a certain percentage that do what? Murmur, moan, complain. Well, I don't know, thank you. Okay, whatever. Whatever. Yeah, I mean, I think that's a new word today, isn't it? I think they're still using that. Has it changed, Lynn? It's changed? They don't use whatever anymore? Huh?
Whatever.
Whatever. Whatever. You see, whatsoever state we find ourselves in, God's Word says, therefore be content. If I'm walking with God, I'm talking with God, I need to accept what He allows me to have. Amen? Does it mean that we're not supposed to seek for better? No, we can always seek for better. We can always seek for better. If I'm happy with what I got, I love what I have, but if God has more for me, I'm here to tell you today, I want a little bit more. Amen? If God set a higher standard for me than what I have today, that's what I want. But I'm content in every single thing the Lord gives me. I'm here to tell you today, God has not given me any little gifts. Amen? Every gift He gives us, everything He does for us, is just simply awesome. Amen? I love what God does. I hear too many people that want to whine and moan and complain about every single thing that's going on. I hear people sit and complain about our government. And that's all they do. That's all they do. They whine, they moan, they complain. And I have one philosophy. If you don't vote shut up. I don't want to hear it. That's my philosophy. If you're not willing to go vote, shut up. I don't want to hear it. I don't know if that's a theological term I'm supposed to use, but I don't know the other way to use it. Yeah, I just don't want to hear it. But now, if you're willing to stand up for your convictions and go to the ballot box and vote, guess what? You got all the right in the world to speak. Amen? I'll hear whatever you have to say if you've done your part to change whatever it is. Amen? But we need to stop our whining and our moaning and complaining. And we need to do something. We need to do something on whatever it is. Don't complain about being fat. Do something about it. Amen? Do something about it. Don't complain about not having this and not doing that. Do something about it. Pray. Pray. Pray is the strongest tool we have on anything that we want to do. Amen? Prayer accomplishes much. Scripture says, the prayers of a righteous man availeth much. And I have to also include in there, and a righteous woman. Okay? And righteous young people. Because what are you praying for? What do you pray for? Are you praying for more shoes? More clothes? More money? Or are you praying for more of God? You're praying for more of God. More of what God wants you to have. More of being more like God. Lord, make me into that which You would have me to be. Amen? Lord, make me better tomorrow than I am today. Lord, with a little more of You inside of me, I'll be a little bit better for You and what You have for me. Amen? Amen. You see, the problem is, Scripture says that out of the heart, listen to me, out of the heart the mouth speaketh. Amen? I'm here to tell you today that if you ain't got it in your heart, it ain't coming out your mouth. Amen? You cannot speak the love of Jesus Christ if, in fact, the love of Jesus Christ is not inside your heart. Amen? You can't speak it. But whatever's inside your heart, I guarantee you that will come out. Oh, Sheila, I like those people that live next to me. They're so sweet. They're so nice. They're so... You see, mouth can say a lot of things. But let you get angry. Let the neighbor's trash blow over into your yards and let's see what your words come out. Amen? Things change. If you don't have the love of God in your heart, whatever's in your heart is going to come out your mouth. You may be able to disguise it. You may be able to hide it for a while. But whatever is in your heart shall come out. Amen? Oh, I love my brothers. I love my sisters. As long as everything's going good. What about when things don't go right? Do you still love your brothers? You still love your sisters? Just a question. Just a question. The only way you're going to love those that spitefully use you and hurt you is to have the love of Christ in your heart. Amen? That's the only way. Does that mean their actions are okay? No. But the way you respond will be a little bit different, a little more Christ-like. Amen? I got a few scriptures I really want to share with you this morning. Just a couple. One of the scriptures that refers to our last song. You don't have to turn to them. You can write them down. But I would encourage you to read them. How about Psalms 46? Psalms 46. Psalms 46, verse 1 through 3 says, God is our refuge, our strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, through the waters Therefore roar and be troubled. The mountains, and though they shake the mountain shake and the swelling thereof. God is my strength. I trust in the Lord. Psalms 84 says He is my strength. He is my high tower. Means that my strength comes from me. The reference to being the high tower means that He shall shield me and protect me and put me in such a place that my enemies cannot get to me. Amen? The Lord is my strength. Not only is my strength, He's my high tower, He is my protector. Amen? God protects you from things you cannot believe. He gives you strength that is also beyond belief. Amen? But that is only if you trust upon Him, you put your hands upon Him, you guide Him, you direct Him, or He directs you. If you allow God to direct you, He will keep you in paths of righteousness. He will keep you safe. Does that mean that nothing will ever get to you? No, some things are going to get to you, but it's not going to utterly destroy you. Amen? God says in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, He says He allows bad things to happen to good people. God allows it for the sole purpose of helping you get through those bad times, those hard times, so that once you have got through those hard times, you can help somebody else get through their hard times. Amen? We can't think about that. We want to say that all bad things comes from Satan himself. I'm here to tell you today, Satan cannot, listen to me, cannot do anything to you that God does not allow him to do. Amen? God allows bad things to happen to good people so that when He helps them out, they're able to help somebody else. Scripture tells you that. Doesn't sound right, does it? God's supposed to always stand and protect me. Well, let me ask you this. If your big brother does all of your fighting for you forever and ever and ever and keeps you in a little bubble, what happens if your big brother isn't around? God wants us to be able to help other people. God wants us to help other people. And only can we help other people if we've been in their situation and been in their shoes. Amen? God helps us in every single way. So not all bad things that happen to us are really bad things. There is a purpose behind it. And I want to remind you, Scripture says, all things work for good for those in Christ Jesus. Amen? And they're called according to His Word. Not all things in life are good, but they can be turned around and used for good. Amen? They can be turned around and used for good. Did you hear that? The most dire, bad situation you can dream of can be turned around and used for good. Amen? We need to think about that. Has anybody in here ever hung out with negative people? Let me see a show of hands. Well, that was going to be my next question. How long did you hang out with those negative people?
Not for long.
There, not for long. You don't like to be around negative people that always find fault and always find something to complain about. Well, they're kind of like gangrene. And if you know anything about gangrene, it you get a little scratch and you don't take care of it. And then that gangrene grows, it gets infected, that little sore does. And then it starts going and going. And if you can watch it, and if you just leave gangrene alone, which I've had blood poisoning a few times, you can see it kind of traveling up your arms. And you can see it, and its goal is to get to your heart. And once it has the tendency to get to your heart, its goal is to kill you. Well, that's what negative people do. They can start off with a couple of negative comments, amen? And then those negative comments starts going into this negative, that negative, a little bit more negative, a little bit more negative. Let's go on the other side. Have you ever hung out with anybody that had good, sweet things to say, nice things to say? See a show of hands on that. How long did you hang out with them? Kind of fun to be around, aren't they? Good, positive, loving people. They're fun to be around. And I'm here to tell you today also that that has a tendency to spread. It has a tendency to spread. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 33 says that bad company corrupts good morals. What does that mean? That means you are who you hang out with. Amen? You are who you hang out with. If you hang out with negative, despondent people, then that's exactly how you're going to turn out. If you hang out with positive people, people that have good things to say, good things to do, it's going to rub off on you. Amen? Scripture tells you. You need to hang out with those that are good to hang out with. Amen. Don't let everybody else determine how you're going to do everything. There's not much worse than being with a negative, negative, negative person all the time. Amen? It's not a good thing. We have people that are... one of the analogies that people use a lot is the glass half full or is the glass half empty? If their glass is always half empty, I'm here to tell you that they're probably not going to be very good people to hang around with in the long run, amen? But if the glass is half full, it means it's getting a little bit better, amen? Because they're looking at the positive side of things. And it doesn't matter what's being thrown at you. I wish I could tell you that everything was going to be good, but the fact isn't. The fact of life is that everything isn't going to be good. Bad things are going to happen to good people. We can never, ever, ever, ever stop that. But we can control how we're going to react to the situation. Amen? How are we going to react to the situation? There's an old country song. You know, I like old country songs. Old country song says, when you get to the bottom, it's just a place to turn around. Amen? When you've gone down as low as you can go, reach the bottom of everything, that's just a place to turn around. Amen? It means we can turn around, we can change. We have the ability to accept or reject anything that's thrown at us. Amen? We have the ability to reject or accept. God has given us the right. He's given us the right to decide what we want to stick to us and what we want to let go. I refuse to let all of the negativity in the world stick to me. Amen? I refuse to do that. Yeah, I have moments where I get disgusted. Where I feel like the mountain's on top of me instead of me on top of the mountain. I have those moments because guess what? I'm still in this temporary container just like the rest of us, amen? Sometimes it feels like that mountain's on me. But I'm here to tell you today, I refuse to let that mountain stay on top of me for long. Amen? Because I remember God is my refuge and God is my strong tower. In the last year or two, Satan has been attacking me and my family left and right. He must be on energy drinks just so he can come at me. Because it seems like one thing gets done, gets over, and here's Satan right back again. Do I enjoy Satan attacking me? No. But I do. Go by Scripture and say, I count this all joy. I have to bite my teeth when I say it, okay? Because I know that Scripture says this too shall pass. It's going to pass because I'm not going to let it. I'm not about to let it get me down all the way. Amen. There are temporary moments of the world being on top of you. But how long are you going to let the world be on top of you? I claim the blood of Christ. Once I get out of my little pity party, because Scripture says now, there's a time for everything. There's a time to mourn and there's a time to rejoice. There's a time to be angry and there's a time to cease from being angry. So everything, there's a time. And I try to allow, you know, just the allotted time. I try not to let time exceed what it needs to. Yeah, I get angry. I get angry. But I sure try to let it pass as quick as possible. Amen. Scripture said I can be angry. Jesus Himself said, be ye angry, but sin not. See, that's why I'm not about to let anger reside inside me. Because I do not know how to handle anger correctly. Amen? But by the strength of Jesus Christ, it's getting better. Amen? It's getting better. Be ye angry, but sin not. What am I leading to? Every single thing, every day, is a matter of perspective. It's a matter of perspective. How do you look at things? How you look at things determines how you're going to feel, how you're going to do, and how you're going to react. Is the glass that you have always half empty? Is it always half empty? And if it's half empty, that means it's getting worse and worse and worse. Or is your glass always half full? Meaning it's getting better and better. Amen? My monetary status may not be getting better, but the amount of money left over after I pay bills is getting better and better. Amen? Because God gives us the wisdom, if we ask Him to use that which He already provides a little bit better. Amen? There was a time in my life when I prayed repeatedly, Lord, give me some more money because I done wasted what You gave me. And You gave me more. Provided ways for me to get more. And then suddenly, it was as though the Lord slapped me across the face. And I went into my usual prayer, Lord, I need some more. And I stopped in the middle. And my prayer from that day to this day has changed. And it's changed to the point of, Lord, give me the wisdom to use that which You've given me in the right manner. And guess what? Dollars are the same coming in. But there's a little bit more left over. Amen? Because you seek God in what He wants you to do. Is your glass always half empty? Or is your glass always half full? I don't know. It's your glass. You got the right to look at your glass any way that you want to. I prefer to look at it half full. Amen? I prefer. A lot of bad things happen in the newspaper. A lot of bad things going on around the world. A lot of them. A lot of attacks here, a lot of attacks there. And if you do nothing but watch the news 24 hours a day, I'm here to tell you today that your mind is going to be bombarded with a lot of the bad stuff that's going on in the world. Amen? Years ago, another country singer, Ann Murray, sang a song. And the song was, Isn't anybody going to hear any good news anymore? Something like that. There's a lot of good news. There's a lot of good news if you stop and if you listen to it. Well, I just turned my mind to a Christian channel and listen to Christian news. Guess what? You can get pretty down just listening to that also. Amen? Seek the good things that are happening around the world. There's a lot of good things. Do you know that Christians are being slaughtered all around the world every day? Did you know that? Pretty disturbing, isn't it? Do you also know that Christians
are breaking new ground in places all around the world every day. Did you know that too? I understand a lot of Christians are being killed, and that's a bad thing. Scripture tells us always going to happen. The good point is that Christians are breaking new ground. They're going into places. They're doing things. They're getting strongholds. We hear about all this stuff going on in the Muslim countries. You realize that Christianity is also growing in many of the Muslim countries? Yeah, some of it has to be behind closed doors. And every time something goes bad, the Christians are attacked. But more and more are converting to Christianity throughout the world. Amen? That's a great thing. That's a great thing. How are you going to look at stuff? Let me read something I have here to you. It's important for us to always have an optimistic outlook on life. Our viewpoint should never be diminished or become less than simple because of what is going on all around us. We must be steadfast in faith, knowing that our life is secured in the hands of the Almighty God. And nothing can come our way without God knowing it and making provision for it. Having Him as the leader and sustainer of our lives should keep us confident that all is well. It is only when we take our eyes off of the Lord and listening to the lies of the enemy that we allow pessimism and negativity to enter into us. When we listen to and entertain thoughts and dread and gloom, then eventually we will manifest what we give into. We must remember and keep in mind that worry and fear cannot take up the same space as faith and hope. Only one of these two can be dominant in your life. Either we hold on to the hope and the faith that all will be well, or we can choose to worry about our future and allow fear to keep us stagnant. Amen. You have people that are so afraid of the world that they go inside their home, their apartment. They lock the door. And there is actual people that have not been outside their front door in years and years. Why? Because of fear. Say, well, that's a phobia. What do you think a fear is? They're afraid to go out because what can happen to them about what is out there. But I'm here to tell you today, we need not fear. Amen. God did not give us a spirit of fear. He gave us a spirit of hope. He gave us a spirit of hope. We need to always remember, Satan would like to do nothing more than to keep us away from anybody else. Amen? Because how can your Christianity get contagious and infect somebody else if you're always by yourself? Can't happen. You can't touch people for Christ if you're locked up in a room all by yourself. Amen? Afraid to go and do anything. We always have the choice on how we see life. We can see our glass half full and be thankful that all that it offers us, or we can see our glasses half empty and complain about what we don't have more of. Being an optimist is to our benefit because we will choose to minimize the negatives and maximize the positives. When we have a thankful heart, we will also have a contented heart. Amen. We won't murmur and complain about all that we are missing but rather we will be thankful for all that we possess. Remember the many times you were delivered in the past. Don't think about how hard things are now. Think about what God has done for you in the past. Whatsoever things are good, whatsoever things are pleasing, whatsoever things are upright, Scripture says, think on these things. Amen? Think on these things. A couple more Scriptures I want to share with you. 2 Timothy 1 verse 7. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. That's the spirit God gave us. 2 Timothy 1 7. How about Psalms verse... That word got hung up on my lip. I had to get rid of it. How about Psalms 8? Psalms chapter 8, verse 3 through 6. When I consider thy heavens and thy work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him? And the Son of Man, that thou visitest him. For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet. Who's the Son of Man? Who are they talking about? Who are you going to let fight your battles? Who are you going to let fight your battles? We're going to look at everything Satan is doing. We're going to allow Jesus to fight our battles for us. It's strictly up to you. It's strictly up to you. You know, I know God didn't give us a spirit of fear, but fear runs rampant in the churches nowadays. You have preachers that are afraid to speak, thus saith the Lord. Because if they preach and teach, thus saith the Lord, they might offend somebody. And if they offend somebody, it means they'll lose tithes and offerings, they'll lose counts. Scripture says, what good does it do you if you gain the whole world and lose your soul? We need to be dependent on what Christ wants us to do. He said He didn't give you a spirit of fear. He didn't do that. He gave us free mind, free choice. What are you going to do? How are you going to look at things? I pray and I hope that we all depend on Christ to guide us, direct us. That we stand upon His solid Word. That we remember, though they attack me, they can't take my soul. Amen? Though they attack me, they can't take my soul. Though they take everything I have, I'm going to stand fast on Jesus. I'm going to do exactly what it is He wants me to do. The best of my ability. When I find myself faltering, that's when I depend upon Christ to give me more strength. Amen? It says, not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. And we keep our eyes stuck on Christ. If we focus on Christ, if we depend upon Christ, I'm here to tell you today that He will be right there to guide you, direct you, and give you the strength no matter what's being thrown at you. Amen? That's a promise. That's a promise. He says, I shall never forsake you or otherwise cast you out. When I talk about Him forsaking you, that's real simple. When you need me, I'm there. When you need me, I'm there. When you need Christ, He's there. And I have to be honest with you. I haven't found a time that I really didn't need Christ. I haven't found a time. I have found times when I put him up on the shelf and says, I'll handle this one myself, Lord. Here to tell you, I made a mess. There's been a time in my life where I haven't needed Christ to guide me and direct me. And He's faithful. He will be there. When times get hard, He'll be there. End of the world isn't today. End of the world isn't today. Maybe tomorrow. But it's not today. Christ hasn't came back yet. So if you're a child of Christ, the world can't end until He comes back and gets His church. Amen? He has to come back and get His church first. He has to get all of us. All of those that accepted Him as their Lord and Savior. Then you might be crying about the end of the world years later. But He's going to come and get His church. I am looking forward to that day. Yeah, it'll be a rejoicing day, but it'll be a sad day also. Be a rejoicing day because all of the people is going to go be with Him. It's going to be a sad day though also for all of those that are left behind. Amen? All of those that will be left behind. But it's their choice. I look forward to Christ coming. I look forward. Amen? Stand with me, please. Sister Exene, can you go and sing? Can we sing hymn 335? Pick up your hymnals, please, and let's sing hymn 335. Those this morning needing special prayer, if you'll come down and let me pray with you, let us pray with you. Anyone that's needing special prayer, I'd like to pray with you this morning. If there's any hurting, if there's any sick,